ဖိုက်ကြပါဘုရား
ကြီးဆုံးပါဟ
ောပါစေ
ဝမ်အမင်းနာ we already said Jesus vegetable juice he said you have no objection to broth vegetable broth now he's proposing some vegetable broth that's nice we can try and I mean you see you have to understand one thing is a prophet willingly takes fruit juices you've never experienced a patient with a problem who will not take what you describe everybody that you work with they take whatever you tell them to take a sure problem isn't a tech kind of patient you tell them to take a leg of broth for 6 hours and they'll take one spoon and you inject it and then it's finished so you see the point is that if he willingly takes some type of a fruit juice for example and we've seen for example how he willingly will take grape juice in big quantities he won't he may not take the thing which you prescribe in big quantities better than take some of it than nothing at all
this is very true
so the proposal that he continues to take some fruit juice has certain merit because at least we've seen that that's one thing that he'll take in large quantities there's nothing else every single copywriter and doctor we've consulted they all insist that one of the most important things is that there be sufficient liquid taken you know, so that the body can be cleansed properly so although you may be right that by taking you know one thing particularly not taking fruit juice may be preferable if you can't take it then there's no use in that plan
that's true if Srila Prabhupada would take nothing but fruit juice is much better than he has fruit juice
So therefore, Sri Dona Prabhu's suggestion is not unbased because we see that in the past, Prabhupada has rejected, I've seen him reject vegetable broths. I saw him rejected at least 3 or 4 times. I've never seen him reject fruit juice.
Yeah.
For how much vegetable broth will Prabhupada take? He won't take 500, 600, 800, 600. He may, but I've never seen such a thing. So you have to consider that. Already, he should take sufficient liquid. So you have to augment. But today when we called Calcutta, and then I could not fall asleep properly because I was very... My mind was active last night. For 3 hours I was not sleeping.
My back hurting.
A little scratching. Should I do? It's very what? You look very much like you're enjoying when we take you around. It's very nice to see you in that little Srila Prabhupada, when someone is ill, as your divine grace is, it's always a case of lamentation. But somehow or other, because of your most wonderful Krishna consciousness, it is simply nectarian to be with you. You know, we see that. So, the Prabhupada idea is that all of you should get sufficiently everything to be acquired, as you should never feel any difficulty. But he's very concerned that the money should not be squandered. Not even able to deal with the letters, simply instead told them to come.
I think twice and once in the Netherlands bombing.
We got 870 rupees. Yes, that we received here.
Oh.
But so far the payments of the DVT is nickel.
The DVT is being able to access any check.
I think your outstanding bill is about 20.
Yes.
Yes. So
I think you also even check Daisy on his investment as I send the draft to DVT. I got some outstanding checks. So it takes time at least a month or month, more than a month.
We're going to do this business.
But I wrote to Prabhupada some loan that needs to be repaid in the Apple by the sponsor.
Regarding this loan, you were to make 12% out of it, right? If you were going to make 12,000 rupees profit.
No.
On the investment.
What, 1 lakh?
But you're not making 1 lakh profit.
No, profit is still profit.
So, yes. 12,000.
12 to 15,000.
But now, by these postal receipts, you're making 27,000. Apart from your brother's amount, which is yours, your mother's, and your sister's, will give you 27,000.
No, I want that loan for the time being.
But that loan, you have to understand something. This loan, the society cannot
borrow all the money. He can say it as well.
On the basis of that money.
No, that's not.
On the basis of those postal receipts. Is that what you're saying, Shubhadra? You can put up those postal receipts of that money to the bank and they can issue you loan against that money.
I don't think so. I don't actually. Because I don't have any idea.
But Shubhadra, our society cannot loan money for a business like this. This is not our society's business at all. You're of the 1 lakh of rupees worth of books, only 6,000 rupees is from ISKCON's books. So how can we loan 1 lakh of rupees? Then we can't start loaning money for these kind of businesses against the society's memorandum and rules that money can be given to individuals for their personal businesses. It can't, I mean, this is a charitable society. It's bounded by the society's charity laws. Now, Prabhupada, whatever money he has, he's got as a binamida of the society. He may donate the money in the sense of giving a stipend to family members. That's different. But as far as giving loans for business purposes to an individual private business, I mean, we would lose our charitable status because the council audited every year. So it will look very... In fact, if we do that, then they may raise objection to the stipend also. Now they can't raise objection because it's given as a stipend to the family, foreign family of this acharya. They won't say anything. But if we start taking society money and loaning it to a private business, which is the way they'll see it, then they'll raise objection. Furthermore, then we'll have to charge interest, and if we charge interest, that gets us into a lot of trouble also. As a society, we're not supposed to be doing business.
What is the amount?
The amount, I believe, is about 43,200 rupees.
So this much can be given to him.
It's not everything. What, children?
That amount.
Yeah.
Can be given to him. And he may pay back to them.
But he's getting the postal receipts. So let him keep those.
Yeah. And it's in that year.
It's going to be matured in 10 days, Srila Prabhupada. I don't think it's advisable that we should pass entries in our accounts simply for 10 days' time. It's not, by the time he goes back...
No. He may take directly all the money with the help of Sangha.
Yeah, you can take that money.
Yeah.
That I also say.
So, that is 47.
43,200 rupees.
7,000 we can give contribution. In that way.
Mm.
Whatever the amount I need to pay, I can give it back by 10 or 15 people. Also.
And he'll get 43,600 by the 7th of November.
So we have got an honor from National Level Qatar, and it's worth 1 lakh.
So, supply them here, see what it begins. Why don't you do that?
It's an honor confirmation, because the money is the money criteria.
You'll have the money by the 7th.
I don't have any such big amount.
No. The postal receipts. But one of the things, some of the money is to Sulakshmana Day, Srila Prabhupada. Some of this money...
No, all the money he can get.
Well, that's not what he wrote in the letter, though. Because he nominated different persons. I mean, then we're going to have to do a completely different thing. Because the nomination was already designated to 5 different persons.
I think he can, I don't know.
I also don't know the procedure.
The telephone number has been last year to confirm them. I shall be going back by 3rd or 4th. Of course, he gets to handle it.
How much do you have
got? How much do you have got?
That money? All of it. General, how much cash do you have?
Cash? No. At that point?
Yeah.
Only 10,000, 8,000 or 9,000, something like that.
I don't presume that's what you're saying.
It's 42,000, it's 43,000. But I mean,
no, you'll get to it. That's 10%.
No, that's not the point. The problem is that how we can do it. I don't know. I mean, I'll do it, but I'm thinking that we're jeopardizing our position. I mean, we're not a... This money is not a private development.
Society can.
How can the society give money to private businesses? It's not done.
Well, it is even temporary under the Dharishya project.
I have five and Dharishya Pani now.
Well, it says the answer to that. They can explain to you what the Mudodi is subject to Bhali.
What is it by private at all?
Well, Srila Prabhupada, according to your affidavit, there is no private account.
Mm-hmm.
See, I mean, once we take it as a private account again, then the whole position of the affidavit has no meaning. I mean, I really think Vrindavan has to, I just think he has to arrange these businesses on his own. I don't think that he can use the money that's given as a stipend. He can use this cultural money that he sees, but if he has to take money from the society for private business, it's not at all going to be acceptable to the Charity Commission. And it makes us look very suspicious that we're giving money to individuals.
So, this 43,000?
Yes.
Can be used. Because it is not society.
No, it's not coming our account, so it can be definitely.
This much you can do.
Yes, I fully agree. And I have no objection to giving 1 lakh, but I'm speaking from a legal point of view, it will injure us, and I don't want to be injured.
You know, I got paid some little amount of interest, I can pay.
That's more jeopardizing. We can't charge interest. We cannot make profit on money rolled out to society. It goes against the laws in India. That's the whole point. Not only, and even if we gave it in any way, it's jeopardizing.
But you can put it easily on the transaction account that charge interest.
No, why is he then? What should I say?
Oh, why is he then? They can be.
On what basis?
Against their money.
I can write a letter to Giriraj. It takes some time. Vrindavan will have to go to Mount Vantage. He wants to negotiate this loan. The loan has to be between the bank and him, not between our society and the bank. That's my point. It's his private business. It has to be kept on a basis like that. Otherwise, it's... staying with the bank, Giriraj may help them. Now, we've given the bank instruction that five persons see, one thing is that all, if you think this arrangement is suitable, then give them something.
Moreover, if it is suitable, and we have already committed them that we are ready to supply, although we don't have any sufficient money.
So, I think based upon this scheme.
That's why I sent my man twice.
I know, but Prabhupada was not. We never saw your man. He missed.
Yeah,
he missed.
One came here, two other all missed for them.
Right.
And when my man went to Bombay, already left. Okay, now.
But to me, that
when I went in Vishnu, everything
he is that he have got 50%. Never at once.
Okay.
We have got 50%. Any transaction. You want to do something.
I would like to have the Prabhupada's card.
But Prabhupada said you have to pay 5,000 rupees to BBT. But first of all, you have to pay the money. We already told you that if you paid that money, Prabhupada said, then you can have the use of the car. But they have not received that money from you. I mean, actually, the fact of the matter is that you have got a 25,000 rupee bill outstanding, which you have not hardly paid anything for in over a year. Now, from
because
the point of view of business, this is not very good business.
I received a paper from Prabhupada a couple of months ago, and the amount which is due from us to be paid. That amount will be adjusted to order, which government is secure.
No, actually, if you read the letter carefully, you'll see that Prabhupada pointed out that the amount that you would get on credit from government was equal to the amount of your bill.
Yes.
He didn't say that it would be adjusted. I have a copy of the letter. It doesn't say that it will be adjusted against that.
No, Prabhupada advised government to pay the interest in our favor to the BBT account. To clear out our bill.
So far, I know that it's being paid through to your account.
That's why I have not spent any money to BBT. Anyway, I'm ready to pay the BBT.
Some money should be paid. I mean, 25,000 rupees. Books were taken and no money was received, and very little money was received. I mean, I think to establish credibility, some money should be paid. It's only right. The BBT has supplied books. Some money should come back. Otherwise, there's a feeling that it's a very one-way business. Simply books go out and no money ever is coming in. I think that from your side, there should be some... Prabhupada's only point with the car was to get you to give some money towards the BBT. That was the whole point. Otherwise, he could give you the use of the car right away, but he wanted to encourage you that some money should be given to the BBT. The car is there?
I just sent 3,000 as I committed.
When you send 5,000, then take the car.
5,000 I have.
That's good.
But I must give the confirmation that I is not sticking with the hands.
No, I told the BBC that they should write it as soon as they receive 5,000. But now
I must have some letters. Some string of the letters I can.
What letters?
That please allow the car to go for some.
No.
The letter is already there. I sent him a letter with so he knows that the letter is there. But they have to receive 5,000 rupees from you, and then they'll release the phone.
So if the confirmation of the amount received by them reaches very late.
But you have not sent the money.
I have not yet sent it.
So then why, you're worried about the letter reaching late. First of all, send the money, then worry about it. There's no worry. Once you send the money, the letter will come. I mean, I don't think you can doubt that the letter will come. The main point is that the money has to come first. You have no reason to suppose that the letter will be delayed. It will come. They already know it. As soon as they receive 5,000 rupees, their BBT in Bombay will immediately inform Mayapur, 5,000 rupees will be received, the car may be given. And they know that. It's set up. It's a setup. And you have to live up to your side to pay the 5,000 rupees. It's not very much. It's not that much.
Now, with the help of Paramahansa Krishna and who else?
Chandra.
You can
take this order.
Yes. And if the man says that he has got 50%, bring them.
Especially with the presentation of the bill. Against the bill, they'll put it up. The bill should be approved by the company that's ordering the books. The government should certify the bill that we've accepted this bill. The bank will immediately issue money. They're going to make interest.
So, properly sell the power. And when?
Chandra.
And with your intelligence, you can plan.
Yeah, you have to apply your intelligence. It's no doubt you're going to have to work hard to get this money. But otherwise, where is any business successful unless there's endeavor? If the money's there, it's a fact you'll have to work for it. That's a fact. I can see that. It's not completely, you know, simple. But it's there. Good business, it can be gotten.
So you can return immediately with the certificate.
Yeah, I think you should do that. Should not lose time now.
And from there, and
whatever you need here from here, I will help you. As far as I can do, any letters or anything I can give you, I'm prepared to do. And I can give you the counter foils, and I'll also give him the safe custody receipt.
Yeah.
That'll speak further enough. I mean, with presentation of these, this shows that you have position to demand this money.
When the bank collects, the post office will not have any object.
That's the fact. The bank, whatever the bank, if the bank takes money, the post office will pay as the bank orders.
But is it possible to impair those counterfeits? Who is only mentioned in the one name?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
That will not accept it.
No, Prabhupada said it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Goswami should be satisfied. They are paid to the bank.
And how will the bank pay to him alone? How will the bank pay to Vrindavan Chandra alone and not the others? So I will write a letter?
Either Vrindavan Chandra or Vrindavan Company, whatever it is. I don't think that it will make it in cash to Vrindavan Company.
No, it won't be chosen. The best thing, you can't. The best thing, Srila Prabhupada, I will give a letter informing the bank to make payment to Vrindavan Chandra alone. Beyond that, I will also immediately write another of the same letter with my signature and get Giriraj's signature. And I will at the same time give Vrindavan Chandra a copy of the power of attorney. So that, first of all, you'll have my letter. Just like this. If Prabhupada were to sign a letter to the bank to pay all the money to you, will they pay to you? Definitely. Right? But he's given power of attorney jointly to myself and Giridash from Bombay. Since I will sign one letter, just myself, and you try and work on that letter. And I'll give you a copy of the power of attorney. At the same time, I'll send the exact same letter, but with a place for Giriraj also to sign. It means it'll reach Calcutta another 4 or 5 days after
that,
you reach.
Accounts being affected by Prabhupada?
Yes, by Prabhupada, but with he's given...
But he'll accept the signature only those who operate the account.
Exactly, but Prabhupada has given power of attorney to operate all accounts to myself and Giriraj jointly.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I'll give you a copy of the power of attorney, notarized copy. And I'll give you a letter stating to the bank that all of the money should be paid to you, Vrindavan Company.
Yes,
you follow?
Not to me.
No, no, the Vrindavan Company.
Yes.
And I'll get that letter signed by Giriraj also. The fact is, you don't need that letter before the 7th of November, because that's when the payment has to be made. You follow? There's 20th time. There's 10 days time. For me to give a letter, the letter will be taken to Delhi. It'll reach Bombay on Monday.
On Monday.
Definitely. I'll send it by QMS.
QMS.
They'll send it to Calcutta by QMS. It'll reach by Tuesday. It'll reach by the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd of the month. By the 2nd or 3rd of the month, it'll reach. 20th time for you to act on it. Well,
I should be back by 4:00.
And you should be back as soon as possible to start working on this.
Yes, to start.
If I were you, I would not lose time. I would act quickly on this. And from our side, I'm sure this will work. I guarantee it.
If it works, then we have no.
It must work, because they have to honor the power of attorney. I'll give you the copy of the power of attorney. It's completely bona fide.
Do you have everything right?
Yes.
Signing the signature on the letter?
Yes. Yeah, I'll do that.
But I may not come back within a very short time.
No,
You won't find out any time to come over.
No, you won't have to come back to this business. This business will be done properly. Dad, you may come every day. But from this business, this will work. We'll give a letter to the bank.
But later, the works will not be happened.
No. It won't be happy.
Maybe it will go.
Because I spend so many money.
No, no, it won't be hampered.
I
can't
buy the air conditioning chair now. ₹100.
No, I'll pay you back that. You don't have to be. That money will always pay you. Whenever you want to visit.
Maybe I'll get a ticket for third or fourth. Because I asked Ramesh, he told me that it better ask for me.
But I don't advise you to arrange for third or fourth. I tell you that you should go back as soon as possible and begin to work on this. What will be benefited?
If I get it on 2nd, because tomorrow things may not be up to the after.
Let us see what I can arrange.
Yes.
How you want to go, by Tufan?
Yes, that can. But I was feeling most uneasy in the air-conditioned chair there because the outside climate was very cold and inside was very cold.
So, Tufan will be better?
Thanks.
Tufan is better?
Yes.
Kalkamel is better?
Kalkamel.
So?
Then why could I stay in the night? At least at 8 o'clock in the morning, Kalkamel.
No, you stay at our temple.
Tufan is better, I think.
It's available.
It's available from here, not from.
So where to get the I don't want to get the tickets from Mathura. I want to get the tickets from Delhi. That is my point. I will arrange to purchase the tickets from Delhi.
But where can you stay in the night?
I don't know. Can go by plane or something.
Yeah. His only point is where he will stay at night. But I'm telling him he can stay in our Delhi center very comfortably. See, if we get the tickets from Delhi, I can arrange... There's no. The main thing is I want to purchase the ticket originating in Delhi. Then you have a confirmed reservation.
Because the deluxe lives at the park. That would be
better. Deluxe from Delhi.
New Delhi.
So it passes by Tundla.
Yes.
So you can pick it up there. You don't even have to go all the way to Delhi.
No, if I can start in the morning, I can reach by 2.
But even if you have to go in the morning from Delhi, I can arrange for your accommodation in Delhi very nicely. My letter to them will give you a very good accommodation in Delhi Center. Very comfortable. You're not inconvenienced here. You're staying overnight here.
Then you can go to Delhi.
See, because I know you can get reservations immediately to go to Calcutta from Delhi. You were just there. You know that?
Yeah.
Because there's so many trains going, Delhi, Calcutta.
Yes.
And if you purchase a ticket from here, if you purchase a ticket from Mathura, you'll wait 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. How we right.
And even then we couldn't get immediately. But in Delhi we can get it immediately. Especially with foreign quarter. It's very easy. They give immediate ticket. You can get salary. Yes, like that. And I'll give you a letter. You go in any case, you go to the Delhi temple.
Yes.
Today itself, I'll give you all details. And I'll make all of the arrangements for you to be able to go. Today itself, we'll purchase a ticket. And then they'll telephone us what day the ticket is for. That's not difficult. I'll send them in. Did you have your bath yet?
Not yet.
You got a room yet?
Not yet.
So, I'm going to arrange for his room and everything. Sure, look at him.
Ajani, old partition of Mohammed Pesha. Chhattu Khalifa had an old partition and Hamsapta partition. Mohammed, he is a B.S. 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 এই তো সেকেন্ড হ্যান্ড ছিল না এখানে দিয়ে গেছে কারণ ওখানে জানলো যে কয়েকজন আসছিল 12 তারিখে কারো আসছিল এখন
থার্টিন্থ অক্টোবর সামন ইজ কামিং
ইয়োর
ম্যান ইউ মিন
মাই নেম ইজ উইথ গোপাল
I don't know.
All of them are so suddenly in the office of the other. All of them are looking to Jachi because my man arrived on 4th and he came back on 6th because the down journey was already booked from Calcutta. So he delivered some proofs of coming to your devotee in Bombay. I don't think that we've ever been reached somewhere.
We never got. I don't think we got. Letter, I think we received. We got a lot of letters from you. None of them were replied because of private help. I got 7 or 8 letters.
There was no ticket of 7, before 10 or 11.
To where?
To by Tufan.
No, Tufan is open.
Okay.
No, but we'll get from Delhi side. That was Pujatayam.
First I got a ticket on 30th.
If I don't get the tickets by train, then I'll book a plane ticket. First I'll train.
And I'm not a man of that vision.
No, but let us see. If necessary, we'll, in any case, we're paying for you always whenever you come to see Prabhupada. So let us first try for train, and if we see
that you can pay.
Huh. If we see that there's no trains available, then we'll book a plane.
Or you can book a plane, sorry.
Hmm.
You can make help.
Hmm.
So you complete all the
I'll do it. You send your telegram.
Tomorrow, confirming into my.
Well, I consider him as a godbrother.
Yes.
You wrote in your book that the spiritual master's family, former family, should be considered in a reverential way.
Yes.
No, when I write him a letter, I say, please accept my humble obeisances. I write him as a godbrother. He also writes to me like that.
All of his present here also, so you can confirm that we spoke with him in here.
He talked personally with him and he said he was very responsible.
And he proved responsible in the past.
Huh?
In the past he has always been responsible. Sometimes it's not possible also to get a flight. Sometimes it's full.
That's a good suggestion.
Actually, we don't know why it did not yet come.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. As he said, he was immediately going. And see that he said he was going to immediately go and see that Kaviraj and ask him to come and then get on the first plane he could get. That's what he said. That Hansa Dutta.
Tomorrow,
had it been given as a gift to him. He was willing to pay it back. I said, no, this is a gift from you to him for improving his business. I said, actually it's meant for each of the family members. I told him in the future, you use it now for improving your business. And if business increases, you can eventually pay each one of them the money that they should have got. He said, very nice. And I explained to him what squandering meant. Now that it is very clear, I told him that you can use the money each month that you get, and all of you can use it for three things. For purchasing property, increasing business, or buying government stocks. I said, Prabhupada's point is that whatever he's giving you, it should increase in its value. He wants to see that it increases. So now it's very definite. So again, I explained to him how there should be no difficulty with this, getting this. Yeah, he was a little lazy. He was lazy. I could see that when he thought that the money was a donation, I think it came in his mind that even if the business deal doesn't go through, I still get the money. I don't know how. Well, I should be encouraged that his tendency is to be a little lazy. They should not be given money easily, too easily. Otherwise, they won't work hard. He's also getting some money, he told me, from a fixed deposit in Calcutta from the BBT, which he uses for travel expenses. He says gradually he will be paying some of that money back. He says that's why he sent you sometimes, he recently sent 870 rupees. He says that he's using it for travel expenses, and he may pay it back. I didn't know if you had arranged anything regarding that. Do you expect him to pay that money back, or not necessarily? It should be.
Well, I expect.
Yeah. Well, one thing I've got a good feeling this time today from speaking with him is I feel very confident about our dealings together. I found that they have no mischievous plan. They're simple. And that relaxed my mind a lot. You know, when I saw that, if anything, they're a little worried that they won't get, you know, the monthly amount. I said, don't worry about that. And I think also that he'll keep his word. Means that if, you know, some agreement, just like if I said to him that when the business becomes better, then they pay the other members. I mean, I think they'll live up to whatever the word is, you know. Because they're always afraid that they may not get the monthly amount.
Right.
Yeah. They're simple people. That's the feeling I got today. So I'll pay him whatever he has spent for coming here, plus his airfare to go back to Calcutta. And probably I'll suggest that he leave tomorrow. He wanted to spend more time. I told him that now you should do this business and don't delay now. There's enough time to take extra time. You can come back later on. Ishima's son's name is Chandra. Yes. Lucky Chu has his address. Let's see. Diarrhea more or less stopped now.
Yeah.
That's finished.
That one in the morning was only
little. Tonight, Srila Prabhupada, tonight you have not fasted and then you try to take something, drink something.
Amazing.
Not very much.
How can I feel very much?
Well, it's relative, I mean to say. Just like you can drink up to 1,000 cc's in a day. Today probably it hasn't been so much. Today has been only about 300 that you drank. So I'm just saying that it's better to take it easy today. But by tonight, if everything is all right.
Everything is cool.
No. That was only when you were taking that medicine.
Now the body is moved. Whatever said it to you.
You can feel that it's still loose. How long will it remain like this?
How can I say?
You can feel that it's loose. Yeah, that's different. Isn't there some, I know that, like sometimes if I have this problem, there's certain things that one can take which make it, the balance tightened up. Like I know I would take sometimes rice and plantain. It wouldn't have a good effect.
Rice, I cannot touch it. By zero of rice, any family. Immediately.
Wow, when you touch. And fasting?
Can you know?
Bowels should become tight after a day or two. It shouldn't remain loose for such so many days. I mean, surely it must get tighter. The medicine caused it to become like this.
Well, he's taking the tattoo.
When he goes, I'll give it to him. He'll take the certificates, and I'll dictate a letter. I'll write a letter to the bank, which I'll send to Bombay to give you his signature. I'll also give him a copy of the notary of the power of attorney. So with all of these documents, he has sufficient time. It's only on the 7th of November that it comes due. With Chandra's health, he can get everything. Then it's up to him to negotiate with the bank, you know, for the loan. I mean, I don't think I should do that for him. And I'm a sannyasi. If I have to start doing his business for him, I don't think he would want me to do that for you.
What's the hell to you? If you can be less helpful.
Maybe you should try to get the loan through the central bank, chemistry. They might be more inclined they know he's been connected with your divine grace.
Yeah, well, can you turn around the party, bro?
We have central bank passports. I don't know if I have one with us, maybe in Bombay or Calcutta. Just the fact that that bank is familiar with us.
You have to see where there is account, money. I cannot remember.
Oh, I've got it. I mean, I'm doing good on this.
Mm.
You mean just in general to keep everything properly?
Mm.
Is that what you mean, Srila Prabhupada?
Huh?
You mean generally to keep everything in order? Yeah, I have a very good hold on that. Some things, you know, because formerly they never kept these things down. Now I'm finding out things. But whenever I get extra information, I know that pretty much I have all of the things in order. Just like now, I just found out for the first time that he's getting a monthly interest from one of the fixed deposits in the main DVT. That was never noted. So when I find out the amount, I'll just note it. Then I can deduct it each month from the account that I'm keeping. Like that, sometimes I get new information.
But now, oh, you have to catch so.
Yes, I've actually been doing that. And I've also been checking whenever they give interest, if it's exactly the right amount. I make sure each year they credit the interest. Keeping watch carefully the fixed deposits to see when they come matured. Like that.
All you see is that MMA and Sliver, they should not be more than that.
The only thing is about MMA? I just dictated a letter to the Central Bank of India that I'm going to send this letter to Giri. I said,
I think I'll call him.
We're giving him, though, 250 now, but 750 is put in fixed deposit for him. The total is 1,000 rupees he's getting. He only gets 250, but the other part is put into fixed deposit for 7 years. I don't want to change that letter to the bank, but we've given it as a standing order now.
Is that 250 yet?
250.
Right.
That's all that any of them get right now.
Oh.
And the rest goes into fixed deposit.
And they may, in the end, like that.
Yeah. Providing they don't squander it.
Mm.
If they squander, then it will go to the charity.
Mm.
And now it's very easy for me to check up once a year. I'll just see how they have used the money.
Hmm.
They'll have to show me that it's invested somehow. If they can't show me, then I'll threaten them that if you don't change this, you must change it, otherwise the money will be given to charity. And they'll do it. If they use it for investing, then the interest they make an investment, that they can do anything they want with.
Oh, how about this copyright?
Shepard Bang just placed a lightning call to Delhi to see if they've heard anything. Otherwise, if he doesn't hear anything, he may have to go to Calcutta himself. And one thing is, I did not expect that within, you know, as we called this morning, I didn't expect that the man would come here by this afternoon. I mean, a thing like this has to take at least a day's time, minimum. The man has to be informed.
No, actually, any talk like that.
Well, Jaipataka, the original message came from Jaipataka to Gopal Krishna and Dolly. And he said that he had personally, so far Gopal told me that this was coming from Jaipataka, and Jaipataka told him.
Where are you, Gopal?
He's in Bombay. He's gone to Bombay. I mean, we'll know, I think that within a day's time, you'll know everything about this copyright. If there's no such thing, then you'll know that. If there is, you'll either see him here or you'll get news of when he's coming. Or you may get news that there's no way he can come, we have to come there. But I think when the day's come, you'll get some news.
He said that Parsha himself. He very responsible.
Ardhana. He first yes. Well, I don't think it's irresponsible. This is still too early to be expecting that we would definitely have heard anything. I mean, sometimes there's so many reasons why it would take this long to even contact the man. Supposing the man has gone out of the city for a day, it's entirely possible. I mean, naturally, because you're ill, Shula Prabhupada, you're feeling, you know, immediately to want news of it. Do you think that this MM would try to cause any trouble in the future? Or is he so useless that he won't do that?
Just taking part of what I mean. From his mother. I think all the way when he went to his mother.
He is. He can control. But apart from that, he can't do much more.
No.
But one thing is that the account, which is the money he's going into for his mother, is operated jointly by Vrindavan. I think that's a safeguard. And now, with this amendment, if they don't use the money properly, they won't get it.
Yeah.
So they'll have to use it properly. So I better continue to write some of these letters, okay? That way I can get into expertise business. I'll be in the next room, you know. What is going on right now? Well, not too much. I was just writing some notes down. I finished my correspondence. Others are chanting japa, doing kirtan here. Not so far, Srila Prabhupada. Shatadanya Maharaj got information that they had left for Delhi on the plane at about noontime, which means they would have arrived about 3 o'clock in Delhi. So it's now 6:25, which would mean that they should be here very shortly. Well, if they got on the plane, they should have arrived. time. What is the time now? About 6:25.
Huh?
Do you think you've passed Julian Chauvin?
I don't know.
Then just a second. Pender couldn't tell. Are you feeling tired still? Well, he hasn't come yet. No, she will come. I think that if he comes any moment, it will have been very, very quick that he came. I mean, actually,
he's not forgetting me, brother.
I mean, let us wait, Srila Prabhupada, because he should be here very shortly. I mean, it's actually miraculous how quickly everything was done, how we were able to call Calcutta in the middle of the night, how Adhidharana was able to get the man and bring him on a train, plane by noontime, how we again were able to reach Calcutta on the telephone and get this information. And so far, it appears that everything is very quickly being done. So, we just have to be a little, you know, we have to be a little bit patient. What's your comment?
Guchi Gai San Dai Rai Si.
No, I don't think you shall die.
I like it that the real last time. The real last time.
Which one? You wanted him? So he's coming.
Right.
He's supposed to be here any moment, Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Charu Maharaj suggested that they may have taken the hopping flight from Calcutta.
which stops in about 3 different places. I can just see my airline. I don't have an up-to-date airline schedule, but even the one I have might indicate the afternoon flight. Shall I see you? Well, not really, Srila Prabhupada. It's not all theory. We spoke with a man. He went out and got the copyright. When we again called Calcutta, we were informed that they had left on the plane. I mean, there's no reason to suspect that people are lying to us. Our own godbrothers are lying to us. I mean, it's so close to the time when they should arrive that we shouldn't become discouraged. I mean, right now that we could send Shatadharma Maharaj to Calcutta, but it would be very bad to do that because the Kaviraj may be 5 miles out of Vrindavan right now. Or he may have just reached Delhi if he came on this propeller plane. But we have every reason to believe that he'll be here at any moment. We have no reason to feel that he shouldn't come.
He's definitely in transit, Srila Prabhupada.
There's nothing at all to lead us to feel dismayed that they haven't, he hasn't contact. For example, I mean, we got the call through the Calcutta by 2:30, and they said he's got the copyright, and they got on the plane and left. And that's very, very positive information. I mean, imagine if someone had picked up the phone and said, I don't know. Or, you know, he couldn't find the copyright. But they said he got the copyright and they got on the plane. And that's very, very positive information. Maybe we should read a little bit. That'll be a good diversion, you know?
I see it is.
Well, the other night, I mean, we could read, I'm always eager for you to hear Bhagavatam. I mean, I always like to call Pradyumna and Jayadwaita. Of course, that requires, if you wanted to translate, you could make the effort. Otherwise, Jayadwaita could read some of the edited work. He says that Jayadwaita went to Delhi today. Why? The Krishna book? Sounds like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kami? Rubbana Tava Summa Jyavu.
What is Kaja?
Kaj. हाँ कुल कहते कायस
अबे
हेलो बाल समझ चले जाओ
है कहाँ की है तो आप काय है नहीं
The letter will be signed by Giriraj and then sent to you, but the necessary other things I'll give you. All the necessary things will be given. Feel them right now?
Yes.
Of his sitting here?
No.
Of his sitting here? Yeah, I can give him just now. Should I bring? I have it in my armor. I was going to give it to him, you know, tomorrow, after I showed him the letter and explained everything. I dictated the letter. No, I also felt it that he should expedite his journey. He should go as soon as possible. Actually, I have everything that I need to give him. I can give him right now. The letter which will be sent to the bank, and I'll be sending it. I personally thought you could go tomorrow, even, you know, because I thought that you could actually. I think the earlier you get back to Calcutta, the better. But his idea was to leave Sunday, I think.
Sunday.
Today is Friday. So he wanted to leave the day after tomorrow. Otherwise, everything is ready for him to go whenever he wants it.
But he said that when I leave him, it's a problem in time loss.
Should I bring them? The certificates are in the with the bank, but we have the counterfoil identity slips. Just now?
I think
so. All right.
So when he got us,
I mean, the first two of me, so I didn't tell it to Bada.
Huh?
To Bada tell it pretty good.
Why Krishna for that?
Krishna officer for that. And Pelina, do you think you call that also? Yes. Then Eric went to the other side. But then he comes home.
So the certificates align with the bank, and I'm writing a letter to the bank informing them to take collection. Make brother straight. He wants to make it straight. Lift him from the center. Not so much right here, it's there. So, the certificates align. Certificates align with the bank. And I've written them a letter that they should take collection. The bank should take collection from the post office directly. And that after taking collection, the full amount of money should be transferred to your account, Bring the Book Company, care of the United Bank. We're making the payments to his company through the government.
Yeah, I remember.
He didn't have the account number, but he has the name of the account and the ledger page and the bank and the address of the bank, which I think is sufficient. And that's sufficient. Yeah, actually, even without the account number, you have the name of the account.
Layer number 11 is enough for the account.
So, then, I've also informed them in the letter that the proprietor of the company, and I mentioned your name, that we have given you the counterfoil identity slips, and also that we have given you the receipt for the safe custody. These certificates were kept in safe custody, so we're giving you the receipt because it says that in order for these, of course the bank can do everything, but you can deliver these identity slips and a safe custody receipt to the bank.
To my banker?
No, not to your banker.
To your banker.
To the bank, to Prabhupada's bank, the Bank of Baroda. Okay. Then I also mentioned that I am enclosing a copy of the power of attorney.
Yes.
That Prabhupada has been ill, so he has difficulty in signing, and he has duly empowered the following two persons. And that power of attorney also will be sent to them. So, I'm also going to write a letter to Chandra, requesting him to give Vrindavan help to the
Prabhupada.
So, what he's going to do today, I'm giving you, and I explained to Vrindavan Srila Prabhupada that originally these receipts, these postal receipts, were meant for all of the five former family members. But as he's doing business now and he requires some money, that your divine grace has given him this money as a good chance. And I said that he should utilize it to develop the business. And in the future, when there's sufficient money, he may pay to the individuals the amount that they would have gotten from his postal receipts. But first of all, use it and develop the business. Is that all right?
I agree.
Yes. So, these are the receipts. They're not actually the certificates themselves, but they're, as you can see, it's called an identity slip. And, I'll just take one immediately. As it's mentioned on the NB, on the back side. This slip need not be, NB, this slip need not be surrendered to the post office when the holder discharges only some of the certificates held by him, but must be handed over when all the certificates detailed in the slip have been cashed. So the bank will want these. You can hand them over. You take a receipt from there.
Okay.
that these were given by Vrindavan Chandradeva, like that. That's when...
Shall I give it to my banker?
Yes? No.
Or to Bank of Baroda?
You give it to Bank of Baroda.
In Calcutta?
Yes. Yes. You give it to Bank of Baroda.
Text on no.
Text on... Really, you should take his help with all things. He can definitely be of help. Now, the other thing I'm giving you is the receipt for safe custody. Actually, because we're doing everything through the bank, neither of these are actually required. But it will be further proof of your bona fide by showing here you are with these things. Then obviously you're the correct person. You know, it just further identifies you. Otherwise, how could you get these things? You can view them. They may not even ask for them, but you can show them. I have these. You require them. If they say yes, then you take a receipt from them.
And I should give you a price too.
That's already in the letter. The letter authorizes you that these, that you are having these. That's pretty much all that we could give him at this time, Srila Prabhupada. The letter will be going to the bank with a copy sent to him at his business address. And that should be coming to you, I would think, by the 4th.
4th.
Something like that.
Something can happen.
But in the meantime, on Monday, you should approach your bankers.
My bank.
And explain to them that you're going to have 50,000 rupees, and against this you want a further loan of 50,000 rupees, and you will, against the bill, which you can show them, and if they require, you can arrange for the person who's paying to make direct payment to them, including interest.
To my bank.
Huh? Then how can they object, you said? Especially because the person is the government of India. If it were another party, they might say, well, yeah, we want some guarantee, but no one will ask for guarantee from the National Library. So like that, you can make a nice arrangement. And we figured out, Srila Prabhupada, he's going to make about 12 to 15,000 profit.